And with that, let's get down to some people who are actually in the fight here. And that, first off, is Annie Black. Many of you know Annie Black, current Mesquite City Councilwoman. She is Nevada Assemblywoman-elect for District 19. She won her primary, has no opponent, so she's already in. Annie, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Derek?
Great. Annie, let me start off here. I'm going to start with the end in mind. For people who want to contribute to you, to support the effort, can you give us the website address and the easiest way for people to contribute?
Yeah, my website is electannieblack.com, and everything's set up there for people to donate online. There's also the address if people prefer to mail a check, and people can also reach out to me by phone, and I'm happy to meet up with them for donations as well.
Beautiful. Annie, I want to emphasize how important contributions are. Tell us, as a candidate, as someone who succeeded now, people are thinking about contributing. They need that extra push. What can you tell them so that they understand what difference this will make?
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, campaigning in the age of COVID is doubly challenging because every correspondence you're going to have with a voter is going to be either by mail, by phone, by social media. And my focus primarily in my campaign was mail. And mail isn't cheap, but it is an effective medium, and it's a great way to get your message across if it's done properly. So that costs a lot of money. The second part of the hurdle of campaigning during COVID is that obviously people are in kind of rough financial times. And so if you can afford to donate, it's very helpful, and it's just more challenging for candidates, at least it was for me, to try to raise money right now.
Okay, great. So once again, for anyone who has their pencil and they want to take it down, give them the email address again or the website.
It's electannieblack.com, A-N-N-I-E, black, like the color, .com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So for those of you listening, interesting things about Annie, she was born in Las Vegas on January 20th. 1981, and that may trigger a memory. Yes, that was the same day that Ronald Reagan was inaugurated. So that's an interesting coincidence. Annie, were your parents involved in politics?
Yeah, actually, my grandfather was integral in Barry Goldwater's campaign in Arizona. He was lived in Kingman. So, yeah, he worked in politics. My dad, not so much, but my uncle Randy is very involved in politics. Obviously, my cousin Tisha ran for county commission.
Yes.
In 2018, and then myself, I'm obviously active. So
wonderful. So here we are. Let's start off with Mesquite. You're still a sitting councilwoman in Mesquite. What accomplishments are you most proud of during your time as a councilwoman?
So I thought about this, and I really stuck to my guns. I campaigned on my core values, which are conservative values, and I made that commitment to the people in Mesquite, and I stuck by it. And you think that that's going to be easy, but it's not. It's not always easy to go against the grain. It's not easy to be that one vote and a 4-1 vote, and sometimes it's not popular. But fortunately, if you can explain yourself and stick by your principles and stick by what you said you were going to do, I think the result that I experienced from that was that people still had great respect for me, even if they didn't agree with my decisions.
That's beautiful. That's a core value, keeping your word. And I think sometimes in politics, people kind of roll their eyes when they think about that. So it's so refreshing to hear that you value that and you practice that. What made you decide to run for the state assembly?
Yeah, so most people, I feel like, are focused on Congress. They want to go to D.C. and be at the big show at the federal level. But I've always had an interest in state government. I actually ran for state assembly back in 2011.
Okay, Annie, we're going to go for a break. We'll come back and pick up on the state assembly, okay? Great to have us in studio here, Annie Black. Well, good morning, everyone. If you're just joining us, this is Focus and Deliver with Derek. I'm Derek Uehara, honored to have our guest today, Annie Black, Mesquite City Councilwoman and Nevada Assemblywoman-elect for District 19. Annie, when we cut to break, we were discussing how you decided to run for the State Assembly. You mentioned you weren't so interested in Congress, and then we went off. Can you continue on with that?
Yeah, sure. So I ran for the Assembly back in 2010, and basically over the last 9 years, I've watched Republican after Republican in Carson City, session after session, just give their vote to the left, all in the name of bipartisanship and not principle. And in that time, I heard, you know, a lot of complaints throughout the state that there just wasn't a dime's worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats. And at the end of the day, I thought I could do a better job at representing the voters of District 19.
Wonderful. Congratulations again. You are Assemblywoman-elect. Since you don't have an opponent in the general election, what types of activities are you involved with now to help other candidates?
I'm super excited because we just launched AnniePack, and we're a political action committee. We're dedicated to obviously supporting conservative candidates, legislation, and issues. And I'm really excited because we recently endorsed our first candidate, Andy Matthews. I think he's great.
Yes.
And what is really taking off and been super popular, which I'm absolutely thrilled about, is we're doing these online petitions. And basically the goal there is to make it easy for conservatives around the state to weigh in on the issues and basically have a voice in decisions that are being made. So we're going to frequently publish these online petitions on a bunch of different issues and invite people to add their name as co-sponsors. So on Monday, we rolled out our first petition, which was asking Governor Sisolak to resign based on his mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and calling it a public health crisis, which is obviously also in response to a declaration that he made last week saying that Nevada was guilty of systemic racism and proclaimed racism to be a public health crisis in our state, which I think is absolutely outrageous, especially since our state is run by Democrats.
So. Absolutely. Annie, tell us more about this pack. How can people learn more about it? How can they contribute?
So you can visit our website. It's AnniePack, AnniePack.com. And there's a contribute link on there. And also you can sign up to do our first petition, which is, again, declaring that we would like Governor Sisolak to resign. And I think we're already up to 400 plus people on that. We're going to cut it off tomorrow, and then Monday we will mail it off to Governor Sisolak's office.
Okay, AnniePack.com, AnniePack.com. You know, when you take office as an assemblywoman, you will be part of the minority party. What is your strategy to get things done?
Well, I don't know if it matters if we're in the minority or the super minority, because we're going to fall somewhere in there. But it doesn't seem like Republicans are going to get many opportunities to pass truly significant conservative legislation in the next session. So my goal for the session is to basically just bring a greater public awareness to the differences between how the Democrats are dealing with our problems and the challenges that we're running into in the government, and how fiscal conservatives are going to deal with those problems. So I'm going to, as I have already been doing, speak out unapologetically and forcefully, if need be, on behalf of limited government policies. I'm going to talk about things like tax and spend cuts, and I want to talk about policies that promote individual liberty, free markets, constitutional rights, parental choice and education, basically all the core base values that Republicans need. That's our brand. We need to stand behind it and promote it.
Beautiful. So. You know, I mentioned earlier that so many of our friends and neighbors are distracted, and rightfully so. What can you share with our listeners? I mean, you're out there, you know, seeing what's going on. What can you share that might shock some of us to understand just how serious the current situation is?
So I think the most troubling thing to me right now, and with a lot of people, is this mail-in ballot situation and the ballot harvesting. I know that a lot of people are looking at that as a huge hurdle for President Trump in the state of Nevada, but we also have to remember that our statewide races are at stake as well. And a huge thing that's looming on the horizon is redistricting, and so that's going to be happening in 2021. So if we look at our state right now, as it stands, there's already very few winnable Republican districts, like that we feel that we could safely win. Mm-hmm. And if we don't get some more conservatives elected in the state legislature in November, then we could end up with even less Republican winnable districts for the next decade. And that, to me, is terrifying, because going back to what we talked about, our core values as conservatives is taxes, spending, you know, all these things that are going to affect us, we are going to have no voice in that if we have no representation.
Yeah, that's concerning. So for someone tuning in right now, what's one thing they can do? If they're saying, I want to do something, I don't know what to do, what does Assemblywoman Annie Black suggest?
I'm going to go back to something you touched on at the beginning of your opening, and I'm going to say, you know, open up your wallet if you're able to. I can tell you in my experience and against all odds, we were able to win an election against an incumbent, which is exceedingly rare.
Absolutely.
And I think it proves that our team knows what it takes to win.
Beautiful.
And that's another one of our goals with Annie Pack, is to raise money to support candidates. We want to do mail and marketing on behalf of candidates. So we're fundraising for that.
Okay. So AnniePack.com. Thank you so much, Annie Black, for joining us.
Thank you, Derek. Have a good day.
You too.